minutes after 9 o'clock. What a morning. Sunshine, 38 degrees. And our Friday talk around continues. Normally, we talk Make-A-Wish Mondays. But today, we're talking wishes in flight, miles for smiles drive. With Billy Joe Zielinski, president and CEO of Make-A-Wish North Dakotas. You may hold the ticket to a child's wish. Billy Joe with Make-A-Wish North Dakota here today on the phone with me to let you know how you can help wish kids take flight. Billy Joe, good morning. Always great to talk with you.
Good morning. Thank you so very much. Yeah, we're mixing it up here in March, aren't we?
We are. We're kind of throwing a curve into things, but for good reason. Billy Joe, talk about wishes in flight. What is the program about?
You know, Bill, this is one of my favorite events of the year because I get so excited to give North Dakotans and area folks another easy way to be involved with our mission. So Wishes in Flight is a very unique program in that people with unused airline miles from Delta or United can donate them to Make-A-Wish, and those combined with other people can make wishes come true.
Wow, how fantastic is that? Now tell us, and you kind of thumbnail this, Billy Joe, how does this program advance your mission at Make-A-Wish North Dakota?
Sure. Well, about 75% or more, last year I think it was 83% of our wishes in our pipeline, if you will, involved travel. So that's either, like, we had Jack who went to the MLB game in Seattle last year. We had people go to Hawaii, Disney World, of course, a very big destination. All those wishes involve flying the child and the whole family to their wish destination. And so what this does is we can use those unused airline miles and exchange them for tickets. And that's what's so awesome about this type of a drive. And you can do this all year round, Bill, but this is kind of a kickoff. We really want to shine a light. This is a day, actually, that Five Star Call Center takes over our 800 number and answers those calls.
Good stuff. And yeah, talk about advancing your mission here. Now, Billy, I know you've got a lot of friends out there. Make-A-Wish North Dakota has a lot of friends. Who are your partners for this drive?
Yeah, so like I said, Five Star Call Center, their agents are answering our phone lines just today, just 24 hours here today, so that we can take the volume of calls. And then we also are partnering. I'm actually in studio right now waiting to be on air with KVLY Valley News Live TV here in Fargo. So they're going to be promoting all day long our 800 number and our website and really highlighting how this makes a difference. Because, you know, Bill, we talk a lot about Make-A-Wish, and you know a lot about it. Mm-hmm. But I tell you what, one thing that just makes me think how special this program is. You know, a five-year-old should be thinking about kindergarten, not thinking about chemotherapy. Or a 12-year-old should be thinking about, you know, getting on that basketball team, not thinking about a heart transplant. Or a 17-year-old should be thinking about college, not thinking about the next doctor appointment. And so that's what's cool, is that people who may not want to have the money or the time to volunteer want to do something, because inherently I think people want to give joy, and this gives them another tool in their toolbox to say, hey, it can be as little as 1,000 miles or all the miles that you have to help wishes take flight.
Without question, a great thing to get involved in. So Billy Joe, quickly, how do our listeners get involved in this?
So today you can call 800-362-WISH, which is 9474, so 800-362-9474, or go on our website at wish.org/North Dakota. All you have to do, it takes less than 2 minutes, Bill. I encourage you to try it out.
All right.
Just have your miles numbers from Delta United, and then your name and some your address. And then also what's kind of key and we like to learn is where you heard about this. So hopefully people heard it from your program this morning.
Right.
And
right.
That will be kind of fun. And then you're off. You're off and you've made a difference. And like I said, 1,000 can combine with somebody else's 1,000 and so on and so forth. And we will have a whole bunch of miles. Last year we had 400,000 miles over that number, and we've used all of them. This year, we have a 329,000-mile match. So any miles up to 329 will be matched. So, yes, please make those donations today.
Without question, a great program to be involved in. Billy Joe, always great to talk with you. I know you're busy today. Listen, you enjoy the day, and please promise me you'll call me back and give me a follow-up to Wishes in Flight. Will you do that?
I certainly will. I certainly will. And we'll look forward to talking with you in April when we celebrate World Wish Month.
All right. Billy Joe Zielinski, President and CEO of Make-A-Wish North Dakota. And again, if you want to donate your airline miles anytime throughout the year, you can do that. But today is the big push. Today is the day. Kick off the annual Make-A-Wish North Dakota Airline Miles Drive. Make your miles bring smiles. I love that. And if you missed any of this, it'll be up in our podcast early this afternoon, so you can get more information there. 925 here, the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW, sunshine, 38 degrees. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Three countries are running almost neck and neck to be the biggest buyer of U.S. agricultural products. Gary Crawford has more in the story.
Even though USDA has lowered its 2024 forecast for China's purchases of U.S. ag products, lowered it by almost $1 billion.
We still project that China is going to be the top export market for us in 2024.
USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer says right now China's expected to buy $28.7 billion worth of U.S. ag products, which would make it our best customer.
But boy, Mexico and Canada, much closer to home, are right in there. At about the same level.
He expects Mexico to boost its purchases of U.S. ag products to a record high $28.4 billion.
So Mexico being number two, very close to China, and very close to Mexico being Canada.
With projected purchases of $28 billion. So of the projected $170.5 billion of U.S. exports to all nations, China, Mexico, and Canada account for 49% of it. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thursday, a commodity classic in Houston, Texas. I visited with American Sugar Beet Growers President Neil Rockstead.
Do you have anything new to kind of offer the listeners out there in a farm bill? Is there some hope that we will get something done this spring?
I will tell you that I don't have anything new to offer to that conversation. And I also tell you that I think anybody that thinks they have an idea of the timeline is not telling you the truth. Because I think we were trying to ramp up for 2022, and that didn't happen. And in 2022 for 23, that didn't happen. 24, I don't know. It seems to me that it's hard to stay positive when every day that ticks by is one day that we don't have a new farm bill.
But to be honest with you, and I'm sure there's probably a better answer, and maybe I'm being ignorant on this, but when we got back just 1 year ago in the springtime, I didn't really think that there was going to be that big of an issue. I thought by the time we would be on time and, you know, August or September would roll around and some would get done. Now, as we got closer to that date, I could start to see the writing on the wall. And it was actually here when I was talking to my friend Tom Haig from Corn. He kind of was the first one that was just like I don't think it's going to get done this year. I'm like, what? And so and it just seems like this time slips away. That's what it seems like.
I think it's important for everybody to note that the controversy isn't within the farm bill. It isn't within legislation that, you know, protects our food supply, or domestic supply of food. The issue is around everything else that Congress can't come together on.